Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited.
Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagayan, and I'll be your host for today's program, Embracing Change, Fostering Growth in the Healthcare Industry. On 6 May 2015, the Financial Times, in association with Deloitte, will bring you the FT U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference. This year's event will address how companies are embracing change and how they're fostering growth for the future. Here today to discuss the conference themes are Pete Mooney and Homi Kapadia. Pete is Deloitte's global industry leader for the life sciences and healthcare industry. Pete, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
And Homi is Vice Chairman and Life Sciences Sector Leader for Deloitte LLP in the United States. Homi, glad you could join us also.
Thank you, Holly. Really pleased to be here.
So let's get started. Anyone witnessing the feverish deal-making that has swept through the global life sciences and healthcare industry recently might conclude that M&A activity has become the dominant force shaping the industry. But M&A is really just one way forward. Companies are embracing a variety of approaches, investments in emerging markets, collaborations and partnerships, and working with new players outside the healthcare sector in their quest for growth. So what forces have been driving M&A, and are they here to stay? Homi, let's start with you.
The industry is going through some fairly significant transformation, both through external factors as well as internal. We've talked about healthcare reform as being one of the external drivers. Internally, it's everything from patent cliffs, the increased expectations from shareholders on return, R&D productivity, open innovation, really looking at alternative business models to try and get licensing agreements and products to market. And all of this is really driving activity. And it's just not M&A, it's really what I call mergers, acquisitions, and divestitures. We're seeing a number of examples where companies are really going back to sort of pure play, single focus, a focused therapeutic area organization so that the return can be better captured by having an organization that's really well known, has a good brand, can attract the right talent, can attract the right licensing partners, and really excel in sort of selected spaces versus trying to be an end-all large umbrella pharmaceutical or medical devices company.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, Homi. I think it's not about just, you know, the traditional M&A world anymore. If you look at some of the things that have been going on out there, you know, with the swaps between, you know, different business units to different business units with companies, the spin-off activity, you know, it's M&A in the broader transactional sense, in my view. And I think, you know, that's a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're not in this big consolidation mode anymore, and you're not seeing, you know, the big consolidation transactions that we saw, you know, 5-6 years ago. It's much more subtle right now as companies try to figure out what their focus is and where they're trying to navigate. And I think we've maybe reached that point where we've plateaued in terms of what kind of value we can drive through the traditional consolidation model. And now it's looking for different kinds of deals that would help me focus on a therapeutic area or focus on a specific indication or, you know, drive my company in a way that that gets me more rifle shot in what I'm trying to do. So it's not just an economy of scale anymore, which is what, you know, big M&A kind of implies.
Yeah, one of the studies that we recently did on the ROI on R&D demonstrated, frankly, that organizations that had four or less therapeutic areas had the best return on their R&D investments. So it's sort of a interesting data point as companies contemplate where they're going to focus going forward.
Yeah, exactly right. No one wants to be in 9 or 10 therapeutic areas anymore.
What do the bets that new entrants are placing in the industry tell us about where the future growth may come from?
Yeah, let me start, Holly. I think that's, you know, it's an interesting question, and it's fascinating to watch the folks that are starting to get involved in the healthcare arena, mainly because healthcare is just such a lucrative space in a lot of ways, but also because I think they bring some very specific new skills and capabilities to the industry that are going to be required. So, you know, I've had conversations with telecom providers who think that they can play very heavily in the mobile device space. I've had conversations with 3D printing and additive manufacturing folks because they believe that they can, you know, start to transform the way healthcare is delivered because they can print things right at the surgical suite or something like that. It's been interesting to watch companies like Nestle as they've made big investments in healthcare. From a wellness standpoint, because they think they knew something about nutrition and food, and that all plays into wellness. Maybe one of the most interesting ones is, you know, Google's investments in this space and what they're doing with AbbVie right now, really focusing on aging more than anything else. One would suspect that Google would have been more interested from a data standpoint. But Google is really going after this more from a basic science. You know, we think we have some different ways to do this. And we have deep pockets, so we can get involved with a company like AbbVie and maybe go do some good out there. So lots of new entrants are coming in from a variety of different places, and I think they're all starting to figure out where do I play on that chessboard.
So, Pete, completely agree. Market dynamics, an increased focus on health and wellness, much greater consumer awareness, remote monitoring and diagnosis, it really will be important and essential that healthcare companies work very collaboratively with other companies in the ecosystem. That includes telecom companies, that include technology, that include generic consumer companies. Wearables are a big topic today. Most of us have a wearable that we monitor a few basic aspects of our daily life with. That's just going to increase more and more and more, and I look forward to the opportunity, frankly, to where as consumers we can really take greater ownership of our own health and monitoring of our health, which will happen as a result of this convergence.
Agreed, homie. And I think another interesting thing that will happen is as all these new folks come into the industry, you know, they're going to have a learning curve to get down the curve on the industry. It's going to take them a while to really understand it. But on the other hand, they're bringing a whole bunch of creativity, a lot of new perspectives, new ways of approaching problems that I think will be very good, because I think we'll start to see some really creative solutions that, you know, we may not have been able to develop within the industry because of our focus.
I agree. And it's frankly really exciting times for the industry, and in an industry that's really done an enormous amount for the health and well-being of, you know, millions of people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, very interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what the future holds. So, gentlemen, thank you both. This is all the time we have for today. Pete, thanks for joining, and to you too, homie. Visit www.deloitte.com/FTUSHC to learn more about the Financial Times Deloitte U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference, as well as additional insights from Deloitte into this industry. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.